请我们的朗翻开罗马书第十章。
We'll turn to Romans chapter 10.
我们在基头做祷告。
And we'll pray.
慈爱怜悯的天父。
Merciful Fathers.
爱我们的主耶稣。
Dear Jesus, who loves us,
我们来到你的面前，仍然是靠着你的宝血。
We come to you by your blood.
是无用无力的人到你的面前。
Oh, Lord, a useless servant come to you.
需要你加给我的力量。
Need your strength.On me.
我是战战兢兢的站在你的面前。
And I'm trembling before you.
愿你的手来扶持我。
May your hand be with me.
我也是空空的来到你的面前。
And I came empty before you.
我需要你从天上来的话语。
And I need your word from heaven.
恩膏的话语。
Anointing words.
赐给我们每一个人。
Please give to every one of us.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We'll give all the glory to you.
在软弱人的身上显明你的荣耀。
Reveal your glory
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在这一年的当中，我们的信息的主题就是罗马书。
And in this year, the theme of this the message will be in Roman.
我们已经经过了这些的年历。
We are already through many days.
有这许多的前面的弟兄姊妹给我们讲解。
And many brothers and sisters give us a message.
我们所得的到底有多少？
How much we have learned?
我们是不是清楚神给我们的救恩？
Do we really know the salvation that the God provides us?
实在是让我们在主的面前祷告。
So let us pray before the Lord.
若不是圣灵开我们的属灵的眼睛，是否很难的明白主的话？
If it is not the Holy Spirit, open our eyes.Eyes of our heart is really hard to understand the word of God. Sometimes we feel we cannot hear the word of God. Sometimes we feel we don't understand the message. And it is an urgent prayer in my heart.
但愿神恩待我们，叫我们能够明白他的真道。
May the Lord be gracious to us that we may know His words.
我不妨再把罗马书的主要的主题提了一下。
I'd like to mention about the main themes in Romans.
罗马书第一章第一节到十七节，主要乃是讲到神的义。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1 to 17 mainly is talk aboutThe righteousness of God.
神的义乃是罗马书的主题。
And righteousness of God is the theme of Romans.
但是我们怎样的可以得着了神的义呢？
How can we obtain the righteousness of God?
不是靠着我们自己的努力。
Not by our human effort.
不是靠着我们来寻求律法的义。
Not by seeking the righteousness.
乃是靠着耶稣基督的恩典。
But by the grace of Jesus.
神把他所要求站在他的面前的义赐给了我们。
God gave us the righteousness that we need that we can stand before Him.
但是有一个条件，我们需要接受主耶稣基督他为我们所做的功夫。
The condition is we need to accept, receive the salvation that the law accomplished.
以后第一章第十八节到第三章二十节 then, 就是说到我们人的罪要受审判。
Chapter 1 verse 18 to chapter 3 mainly talk about the sin had, will have judgment.
我们在审判的里面怎么办呢？
What should we do in judgment?
神就赐给我们的恩典在第三章二十一节到第五章的末了就讲到我们只要一信耶稣可以得称为义。
And chapter, and from 3:21 to chapter 5, we talk about we need to live, justified by faith.
这一个称义不是说我有什么义。
This is not saying I have any righteousness.
乃是神称着罪人一信耶稣，我们就得着了神的义。
But say, because, we believe in Jesus and then sinner,We are sinner, we have the righteousness.
我想多次的弟兄们解释这样的什么叫做因信称义。
So I think that several messages already explain what is justification.
以后第六章、第七章、第八章就讲到因信而成圣。
Chapter 6, 7 and 8 talk about sanctification by faith.
我们乃是靠着住在我们内心的圣灵，我们能够得以成圣。
We are sanctified by the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那今天我们就到了第九章、第十章、第十一章。
And today we come to chapter 9, 10 and 11.
我们就说这是神拣选的恩典。
And we say mainly we talk about the election grace.
以后从十二章到末了就是我们的奉献。
And from chapter 12 to the end, it's talk about consecration.
也是我们的侍奉。
And our service.
但是在这三章的里面，我们的题目就是说神的拣选的恩典。
And in these three chapters, it's talk about election grace.Of God.
为什么我们说到拣选的恩典呢？
Why we talk about this election of grace?
其实这三章圣经都是有关于以色列人。
Actually, these three chapters are about Israel.
所以有的解经家就说这三章圣经是专为着犹太人。
So some of the Bible scholars said these three chapters are mainly for
所以有人就说我们既然是对犹太人讲的，那我们已经信了耶稣的人就不必去读这三章圣经。
And some of them say, since we are not Israelites, we don't need to read these three chapters.
但是我们仔细的去读的时候，乃是不是单单关于犹太人，也是关于这许许多多信耶稣的人。
But if we read carefully, we know,These three chapters not only talk about Israelites, but also those
who believe. 我们常常说罗马书第八章是罗马书的顶峰。
Many times we say chapter 8 of Romans is the apex of Romans.
但是我阅读的时候就看到第九章、第十章、第十一章、第三章圣经是罗马书的高峰。
But when I read more, I will say chapter 9, 10 and 11.Also, an apex of Romans.
这不单是对以色列人说的。
These are not only talk to Israelites, but
也是对我们这许许多多外邦的信徒一个很好的榜样，很好的警戒。
But these are also important examples and warnings to our
所以我稍微用一点时间要弟兄姊妹更能够明白这三章的意义。
So I'd like to spend some more time that we can know the true meaning of these three chapters.
我们就就着使徒保罗他的见解、他的解释、他的经历，我来稍微说明一下。
According to Paul's experience and his explanation, I'd like to talk about these three chapters.
这三章圣经可以说神在借着犹太人，神在这时间的历史的上面给我们一个很好的启示。
So through this chapter, God gives a dispensation of the Israelites.
我们知道这希伯来书的作者就说这个整个的时间分成两个世代。
You know the author of the Hebrew tells us that the whole time can be separated into two of them.
在希伯来书第一章第一节里面说到古时和末世。
And in the Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it talks about the former time and the present time.
And
And especially by the time,
他就把整个神计划的时间分成七个时代。
And they separate the time into seven times.
这七个时代不是没有根据的，乃是根据启示录的七个教会分成七个时代。
And they are according to the seven churches. In the Revelation, they separate the time into seven times.
但是保罗特别讲到耶稣基督的救恩的时候，提到以色列人。
But when Paul talked about the salvation of Jesus Christ, he mentioned about Israel.
因为以色列人乃是一个历史上的一个标志。
Because Israelite is the sign of times or history.
乃是一个征兆。
And it is the sign.
乃是告诉我们，借着以色列人，我们可以知道神的计划。
That is through Israelites we can know the plan of God.
我们好像有一句话在马太福音里面说：“你们看无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，就知道近了。”
In Matthew, Jesus said, "When learn the parable from the fig tree."When it's already its branch become tender and produced.
同样你们看到有这样的事情发生的时候就知道人子来的时间近了。
And you know the summer is near. And when you see all these things, you know, the sun is near.
无花果树乃是表明以色列国家。
The fig tree typifies Israelites.
所以无花果树本来是被咒诅枯干了。
The fig tree was cursed and died.
但是它发嫩长叶的时候，意思说犹太人复活的时候，以色列复活的时候，那是一个征兆。
And when it said its branch become tender and produce leaves, it means when the Israel become nations again.
那就告诉我们说，他来的日子近了。
That tells us.The coming of the law is near.
所以这三章圣经第九章讲到以色列的过去。
So this, in this three chapters, chapter 9 talks about the past.
他是蒙着了神所拣选的。
They were elected by God.
他得着了神给他们许多的福分。
They had many blessings from God.
但是他们不听从神的话语。
But they disobey the word of God.
所以他被撇弃。
That's why they got rejected.
他撇弃被神撇弃的原因不是神先撇弃他，乃是他先拒绝神的恩典。
They were rejected by God not because God rejected them first, but they rejected God's word.
第九章的里面，保罗就为着他们这许多福分而忧伤。
In chapter 9,Paul was sorrowed by their blessings.
那今天讲到第十章的时候，乃是讲到以色列现在的光景。
In chapter 10, it's talk about the present condition of Israel.
以色列民仍然拒绝了耶稣基督的恩典。
Israelites still reject the salvation and the grace of Jesus.
但是在里面有一句话说，保罗就为他们祷告。
But Paul prayed for them in one of the verses.
他们祷告什么呢？祷告盼望以色列人能够得救。
And God and Paul's prayer is that Israelites will be saved.
到了第十一章乃是说到以色列国的将来。
And in chapter 11, it's talk about the future of the Israel country.
将来以色列民乃是要悔改。
And in the future, the Israelites will return.
以色列全家乃是要回到神的面前。
And the whole family of Israel will
return to the Lord. 这是到最后的末期的时候。
And that will be in the end time.
特别是七年大灾难的时候。
Especially the 7 years of tribulation.
以色列人要回到神的面前。
The Israelites will come back before God.
这是保罗抓住了神的应许。
That's Paul take hold of the promise of God.
这是保罗的希望。
And that's Paul's expectation.
这是保罗的信心。
And that's Paul's faith.
那今天我们看到第十章。
So today we'll look at chapter 10.
在第十章的里面是保罗的祷告。
In chapter 10, mainly is the prayers of Paul.
他就希望以色列人得救。
He hopes Israelites will be saved.
那在这里第十章的里面，我们读了再读，读了再读，我们就看到不是单单说到以色列人。
So when we look at chapter 10, we know it is not only talk about Israelites.
也不是单单说到我们怎么样相信耶稣的基本的信仰。
And not only talk about how we believe the truth.
特别我们看到第十章等一下第二段的时候，我们就知道这是我们传福音的时候常用讲，你若是口里承认耶稣为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Especially in the second part of chapter 10, we usually use the verse 9 that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
我们跟你传福音常用这一段的圣经。
And we use this message,
many times. 叫人知道说怎么样信耶稣。
To let people know how to believe in Jesus.
也叫人知道说怎么样是一个真正得救的基督徒。
And let people know how truly be a Christian.
那这是初期教会的信仰。
And this is the faith of the early
church. 他们有人要受洗的时候，必须要读这一段的圣经。
When people were baptized,
表明说他是真正相信耶稣基督。
They have to read this paragraph to show they truly believe.
但是我们看到还是说到以色列人。
But we can see this is still talking about Israel.
所以我把这一章的圣经分成三段。
So I separate this chapter into three parts.
这三段不是绝对的，乃是为了要叫我自己先明白，以后让弟兄姊妹能够明白说第十章的里面到底保罗讲什么事情。
This is not absolute, but it will be help to understand what is talked about in chapter 10.
在这一章的里面，以色列人现在还是拒绝耶稣基督的恩典。
In chapter 10, in the present time, the Israelites are still refuse the grace of the Lord.
所以纲要的里面我就提到三点。
So in the outline, I mentioned three points.
第一点，以色列人对神的义的无知。
The first is the ignorance of the righteousness of God.
第二段。乃是他对以色列人对信主的道不顺服。
The second one was Israelites disobedient to the word of the law.
第三段乃是以色列人对神的福音不相信。
And the third point is Israelites unbelieving of the gospel.
不管神用什么样方法来把福音向整个世界传开，但是以色列人仍然拒绝不相信福音。
No matter God used what ways to preaching to spread the gospel,
神的约永远不会被废弃。
but the covenant of the God.
所以一直要等到外邦人的数目 填满了以后，以色列人全家都要回归到神的面前。
So until the number of Gentiles are full, and that whole family of Israel will
return. 这个时候，他们要受的很大的逼迫。
And at that time, they will be in tribulation.
就是雅各遭难的日子。
And that was the tribulation day of Jacob.
他们在受逼迫的时候，他们悔改，回到神的面前。
And when they are persecuted, they will return.
于是整个以色列全家都要得救。
And the Israelites, the whole family will be saved.
那我很快的，因为时间可能不够，我就是把纲要先提了一下。So
I'd like to give you the outline first.
若是有时间，我就特别的在某一点上来解释神的话语。So
if I have time, I'll explain more some details.
我里面的祷告就是，但愿圣灵能够开启我们属灵的眼睛。
My prayer is the Holy Spirit will open our inner eyes that we can understand the Word of God.
但是我站在台上的时候，我有个要求弟兄姊妹能够留心的注意到神的话语。Here,
so I'd like the brothers and sisters to pay attention to the Word of God.
我早上来的时候，不晓得怎么样，我都预备的非常好。
When I came this morning, I don't know what,
我怎么样改我的药睡眠都是非常仔细的。
So how can I schedule my sleeping?
但是我进来的时候好像脑筋就一点的思想都没有。
But when I came, I found I'm kind of empty in my head.
我在坐在那个地方一直喝水，好像身体没有一点的力量。
When I drink a lot of water, but seems to me I have no strength.
但是感谢神，弟兄姊妹的祷告，我想神是垂听的。
But I praise God, that God listened to the prayers of brothers and sisters.
当我读到神的话以后，好像力量就有。
When I read the word of God, I feel the strength.
所以我要求说，我在这里尽量的用我的话能够讲得很清楚。
So here, I hope I can use my word to explain it clear.
弟兄姊妹听的时候，一定要很留意。So
when you listen, please.
即使你非常困倦的时候，也要勉强一下听主给我们所说的话。Even
though you feel sleepy, you can still take heed of this word.
在这里第十三章里面特别讲到三件的事情。In
chapter 10, there are three main matters.
我刚刚提到以色列人对神的义的无知。First
is the ignorance of the righteousness of God.
第二个，以色列人对信主的道，他们不顺服。Second
is their disobedience to the word of salvation.
第三点乃是他们对神的福音，他们不相信。The
third one is their unbelieving of the gospel.
若是我们去读的时候， 我相信也有这三个事情发生在以色列人的身上。So
if we read carefully, we will see indeed these three things happen in Israel.
那第一段，他们对神的义的无知。The
first one is the ignorance of the righteousness of God.
这是第一节到第四节。It's
from verse 1 to 4.
在这里，第四节的圣经的里面，我们看到有三个原因。From
here, we will see the three reasons.
第一个原因，他们有热心，不按着真知识。The
first one is they have zeal for God, but not according to true knowledge.
我们都要准备大发热心。Many
times you may have zeal.
热心是好的。The
zeal is good.
罗马书第十二章告诉我们说，你们要常常心里火热，常常的侍奉主。And
Romans chapter 12, talk us, we need to keep the fire.
我们侍奉主冷冷淡淡的，这不算侍奉主。
If we serve the law coldly, it is not serving God.
所以我个人非常佩服许多热心爱主侍奉的弟兄姊妹。
So personally, I admire those that serve the law with fire.
但是保罗在这一个地方说到以色列人，他们有热心，不按着真知识。
But here, Paul said the Israelites, they have zeal for God, but not according to the true knowledge.
我们若是不按着真的知识热心的时候，那个热心是叫做法律病。
If we only have the zeal, but not according to the true knowledge, that becomes this.
那是里面有问题，生病发烧了，温度高起来。
It's something like we have a fever.
真正的热心乃是正常的、健康的里面，它所有的温度。
But here, the true zeal it is a healthy, is in the healthy temperature.
那保罗在腓立比书第三章第六节。
In Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章是保罗自己的见证。
And Philippians chapter 3 is the testimony of Paul.
他第六节里面说，就做热心说，我是逼迫教会的。
And there Paul said, according to zeal, he persecuted the church.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，我们的热心是不是像保罗一样的热心？
So many times, were our zeal like Paul's?
但是保罗在这里说，他们有热心，不是按照真知识。
But Paul said they have zeal, but not according to true knowledge.
他的热心不是自己的热心，乃是向神有热心。
So his zeal is not for themselves, but for God.
很可惜的，他不按照真知识。
But it was a pity that it was not according to true knowledge.
真知识乃是在耶稣基督里面的信心。
And true knowledge is in the faith.Of the Lord Jesus.
真知识乃是真正的看见律法的总结就是基督。
And the true knowledge is to see the end of the law is Christ.
这是第一个他们对神的义的无知。
And this is the first ignorance of them.
第二个我们看到第三节。
The second one is the verse 3.
他们是不服神的意。
So they could not submit to the righteousness of God.
他乃是要立自己的意。
But seek to establish their own righteousness.
他用自己的意来代替神给他的意。
They would like to substitute their own righteousness for
God's righteousness. 多少的时候我们想，我做得很好，以后我再来相信耶稣。
Many times we think we want to be good.So that we will believe, then we will believe.
我所教会的规矩，以后再来相信耶稣。
So I can obey, fulfill the requirement of church.
哎，别人这个基督徒他不像基督徒。
So some other Christian they don't like.
我要做好像一个基督徒。
And I want to do well so I can be a Christian.
这个叫做立自己的意。
And that is to seek to establish their own righteousness.
但是神的要求不是要我们成了义。
But God's requirement is not
that. 神的要求乃是他给我们的义。
It's not that we use our own righteousness.
乃是
依信耶稣基督。But by believing Christ Jesus, we obtain the righteousness of God.
弟兄姊妹，我就很快的提了一下。
So I mentioned it.
但愿弟兄姊妹能够在祷告的里面渐渐的明白什么是神的义。
So I hope brothers and sisters can truly understand what is the righteousness of God.
神的义不是我自己要做什么好事行善成了义。
God's righteousness is not that we doing the requirement of law.
神的义乃是我们愿意谦卑在主耶稣基督的面前接受主耶稣基督，靠着他的宝血，神就把这个义给了我们。
God's righteousness that we humble in Jesus and we accept His salvation.
叫我们能够站立在神的面前。
So we can stand before God.
所以希伯来书第十章第一节说，我们乃是靠着耶稣基督的血。因信称义， 进到神的面前。
So in Hebrew chapter 10 verse 1 it says, by the blood of Jesus that we can come.
没有一个人可以因着他自己的好处行善可以进到神的面前。
No one can come by his own righteousness.
乃是靠着耶稣基督的宝血可以进到神的面前。
But by the blood of Jesus Christ.
犹太人第二个他对神的义的无知乃是想要立自己的义他不服神的义。
And the second failure of Israel is they seek to establish their own righteousness, not submit to the righteousness of God.
在路加福音第十八章
In Luke chapter 18,
耶稣就做了一个比喻
And Jesus gave a parable.
就对做这许多的法利赛人站住自己的义而设立一个比喻。
And Jesus gave a parable to the Pharisees.
他是有两个人到圣殿去。
He said that two men came to go to the temple.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
One is a Pharisee, one is a tax collector.
法利赛人乃是一个虔诚的犹太教徒。
And Pharisee is a godly Judaism.
他是真正敬拜神的。
He worshipped God.
他相信宇宙当中的一位神。
He believed there is only one God.
他们两个人进去祷告的时候，这个法利赛人就自言自语的说。
When the Pharisee prayed, he prayed to himself.
他说：“神啊，我不像其他的人。
”He said, "God, I thank thee that I'm not as the rest of men."
我也不像站在我旁边的哪一个税吏。
I'm not like that tax collector.
我不像别人的勒索奸淫。
I'm not unjust and adulterous.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
And I fast twice in the week.
我捐善十分之一。
And I tithe everything I gain.
但是另外一个税吏站在旁边。
But the tax collector stands far off,
他连头都不敢抬起来。
Would not lift up even his eyes to heaven.
他就低头的在神的面前。
But smoke upon his breast.
他就说：“神啊，求你可怜我。”
And he said, "Oh God, have compassion."
我是一个罪人。
The sinner.
也是说，他们回去以后，这一个税吏比哪个法利赛人？导先诚意。
And Jesus said, the tax collector went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee.
我们若是谦卑在神的面前。
For everyone who exalts himself.
我们若是承认我们的罪。
So if we humble before God.
我们愿意匍匐在耶稣基督的面前。
And admit our sins.
我们愿意接受他为我们所做的事。
And if we are willing to accept what Jesus did for us,
也是说就可以得罪了称义。
And Jesus said,
this 不是我行了多少的义，
not by our own righteousness,
乃是因信耶稣基督而称义。
But by believing, by faith, we are justified.
第三个在第四节的里面。
And the third one is in the verse 4.
他们不明白律法的总结就是基督。
They're not knowing that Christ is the end of law.
有很多的这个中国的神学家就觉得这一句话翻得太好了。
And many Chinese theologians feel this is really good translation.
律法的总结就是基督。
And Christ is the end of the law.
除非我们明白律法的总结就是基督。
Unless we truly understand Christ is the end of law,
除非我们明白说律法是指着哪一位将要来的基督来说的。
Unless we know that the law points to the Christ,
除非我们能够认识说我没有办法来守律法。
Unless we truly know that we couldn't obey the law,
乃是哪一位神的儿子被差遣来到地上，他道成肉身，钉在十字架上，从死里复活， 他牵扯了律法。
Unless we know that God sent His own Son, that He died for us on the cross, and He fulfilled the law.
但是以色列人，可是以色列人，他们不明白。
Unfortunately, Israelites, they don't understand this.
他们仍然的拒绝神所差来的他的儿子耶稣基督。
They still reject that Jesus Christ, that the God's Son.
他们所看的解位的基督。
They look at this Christ.
在他的行动仪容上，应该要认识他是神的儿子。
They should recognize he is the Son of God.
在他所说的话语，应该要认识他是哪一个旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
From his word, they should recognize he is the Messiah.
他所行的神迹，应当要知道说他是神的儿子。
From Jesus' miracles, they should know He is the Son's God.
但是他们仍然的要拒绝神所给他们的弥赛亚基督。
But they still reject the Messiah.
当耶稣最后受审判的时候，
When Jesus was judged,
这许多人的在哪一个地方大声的喊叫说，把他钉在十字架上，把他钉在十字架上。
The Israelites claim, crucify him, crucify him.
我们不要真理。
We don't need the truth.
我们要强权。
We want to have power.
他们的声音胜过了比拉多的审判。
Their voice,overcomes the judge.
把耶稣交给他们去钉十字架。
And they put Christ on the cross.
这个时代乃是民主的时代。
And this time is a democratic.
这个时代乃是每一个人可以喊叫的时代。
And it's a time everyone can express.
我们是不是我们的声音把我们的主钉在十字架上。
And it's our voice that will crucify.
我们不要真理。
We don't want the truth.
我们要强权。
We want power.
我们不要救主。
We don't want the savior.
我们要巴拿巴，要哪一个强盗。
But we want the Barabbas.
弟兄姊妹，虽然世界是这样的。
Even though the world is this.
潮流是这样的。
The fashion is this.
你我在主的里面，我们是不是的真正伏在主耶稣的面前。
Are we in the law that we humble before him?
但是哪一位被钉在十字架上的耶稣？
But he that crucified on the cross.
他的血乃是叫我们称义。
His blood will justify us.
他从死里复活乃是赐了我们的生命。
And he was raised from death to give us life.
我们愿意真正的来到他的面前。
And we are willing to come before him.
愿意顺服真理的道。
And to obey the true word.
愿意相信他的名。
And willing to believe.
第二个，以色列人的失败乃是他不顺服主的道。
The second failure was their disobedience to the word of the law.
而在这里我们稍微看一点圣经。
From here, let's read some scriptures.
我们从第五节看到十三节。
We'll read from chapter 5 to 13.
因为这里有两句话非常重要。
And the two verses are very important.
第五节说，摩西写就说，人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。
Verse 5, Moses described in this way the righteousness that is by law.
以后第六节也是摩西说的。他说，唯有出于信心的义如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去，谁要下到阴间去。
But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into deep.
第八节说，他到底怎么说呢？他说，这道离不远， 进在你口里，在你心里。
Verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart.
就是我们所传信主的道。
That is the word of faith we are proclaiming.
第一句话乃是摩西，保罗引用摩西在利未记所讲的话。
The first one is Paul cites the Leviticus.
在这里，摩西注重叫他们要遵行神的律法。
Here, Moses taught them to observe the law.
他叫你们若是遵守神的律法，就必活着。
He said, "If you obey, if you observe the law, you will live."
但是律法不是叫人得罪了生命。
But the law couldn't give us life.
律法的功用乃是定罪的知识。
But the function of the law is to condemn.
律法的功用乃是叫人治罪。
But the function of the law is to
律法乃是要行审判。
And the law is to judge.
律法乃是要惹动愤怒。
And the law works wrath.
律法乃是圣母的师父。
And the law was our tutor.
律法乃是婴儿。
And the law was a shadow.
但是很可惜的，连摩西都没有办法全守全律法。
Unfortunately, even Moses couldn't observe the whole law.
他们以色列人到了米示巴。
When the Israelites came to,
他们就没有水喝，他们就怨叹神。
They don't have water and they complain to God.
所以摩西就祷告神。
And Moses prayed to God.
神就告诉摩西说，你要跟亚伦拿着杖到哪一个大磐石的旁边。
And God told Moses to take the staff and go to the rock.
你不要用杖去打磐石。
Not to hit the rock by the staff.
你就是吩咐磐石，磐石就从有水流出来。
You only speak to the rock and the water will come.
但是摩西心急就打了两下。
But Moses was irritated and he hit the rock.
我每逢读到生命记第三章的时候，
Every time I read chapter 3 of Deuteronomy,
我就为着摩西的哀求，同情摩西的哀求。
And I sympathize.
也是写了我的
警戒。Prayer of Moses, and this also become my warning.
摩西在神的面前说，神啊，让我进到迦南地。
Moses prayed that,
你所应许的美地。
To let him go into Canaan.
但是摩西几次的要求，神不许可。
But even though Moses requires several times,
神要摩西上比示加山去。
God did not allow.
就是那个尼泊山。
God asked him to go to Mount.
哎呀，这是最给我最一个痛心的事情。
And this to me it is a pain.
每逢我读的时候，就觉得实在是。那个话语是激动了我的内心。
Every time I read that, those words.
我若是靠着我的好行为，
if I by my own,
能够得罪了神的悦纳，
by my own deeds to please God.
我这一生，我离开世界以后，我一定要下到十八层地狱去。
And then when I leave this world, I will go to hell.
感谢神，不是靠着我的义。
But praise the Lord is not by my own
righteousness,
but by His
grace, 靠着他的恩典,
by His grace.
每次我觉得软弱跌倒失败的时候，给我的美好的应许就是仍然靠着耶稣基督的宝血进到父神的面前。
Every time I was weak, I was fell down, I always kept covered
by the blood of the Lord.
And that was my assurance. Even to my last breath,
即使我软弱,
even though I may be
我仍然可以呼求我主耶稣基督的名。
I still can call on the name of the Lord.
我可以进到他的面前。
I still can
come 为我所预备哪一个美好的产业。
Who prepare a beautiful inheritance for me.
摩西没有进到迦南。
Moses did not enter Canaan.
他就再丰富的这许多年轻的一代。
And he commanded those young generations.
就是生命记。
And that was
his word. 再次的把神的律法告诉他们。
And he taught them.
苦口婆心的勉励这许多年轻的人。
And he admonished those young
generations. 不要失去了神的恩典。
Not to lose.
在我们的本分上，我们需要守住神的律法。
By our own, we should observe the law.
但是我们仍然靠着那个律法所预表的那一个真体，耶稣基督，得着了产业，得着了拯救。
But by the law, we will have the inheritance by His blood.
很可惜，以色列人。
Unfortunately.
他不但没有办法守住哪一个律法。
Israelites could not observe the whole law.
连摩西自己也没有办法守住。
Even Moses couldn't observe the whole law.
他一次的没有守住神的律法。
He could not do that.
他仍然是在审判之下。
And he also under judgment.
但是感谢神的恩典。
But by thanks Lord for His grace.
摩西仍然仰望哪一个律法的总结的基督。
Moses still looked upon the end of the law.
我们看到大卫是合乎神心意的人。
And we can see David, it is a man
after God's heart. 但是因着一次的犯奸淫。
But because he was, his adultery.
他就毁掉了一切的许多的守律法的功夫。
And he destroyed all his observance of the law.
我们若是看历史的时候，
if we see the whole history,
以色列的口头说我是守律法，
Israelites by their mouth they say,
但是以色列人来是完全的拒绝神的话语。
But actually they reject the word of the God.
特别是在耶稣的那个时代，
especially in the time of Jesus.
是许多法利赛人。
All these Pharisees,
是许多文士长老
all these scribes,
是许多的教会的当时教会的领袖
and all those leaders,
他们要求说把他钉在十字架上把他钉在十字架上
and they all cry out to crucify him.
连外邦般的比拉多就觉得只一个人没有罪
even the Gentile,
我怎么样可以释放巴拿巴把结位的真的我们看到他没有犯罪无罪的人钉在十字架上
even the government at that time trying to release Barabbas
他们比拉多就出来洗手表明无辜
and then Pilato had to wash his hands
比拉多说这流着一脸的血不在我的身上
and he said the blood will not come on me.
但是他们就说这血归在我们和我们的子孙的身上。
But the Israelites said, the blood will come upon us and our
offspring. 流着一脸的血要归在哪一个时代的人的身上。
But the blood of the righteousness, the sin of that will come to the Israelite at that time.
也归在后代的人身上。
And also come to their offspring.
弟兄姊妹，我们所做的。
Brothers, sisters,
我们是不是真实在基督的里面？
Are we truly in Christ?
我们是不是在主耶稣基督的话语里面？
Are we truly in the word of God?
我们是不是真实的是一个基督徒？
Are we truly a Christian?
我们若是借助我们自己来行事的时候，
If we do things by ourselves,
弟兄姊妹，我愿意勉励弟兄姊妹说，教会不是人操纵的。
I would like to encourage brothers.
教会乃是神在掌权的。
Church is not controlled by brothers.
我们需要伏在神的面前。
And we should bow down before God.
我们完全的听从主耶稣的命令。
And to obey His commands.
我们应当做的要去做。
What we should do, we should do.
我们不应当做的要离弃。
So what we shouldn't do, we should avoid.
我们应当爱的，我们要专心的爱我们的神，爱我们的邻居。
And we should love our God and our neighbors.
我们不应当爱的，我们要离弃。
Those we shouldn't love, we should abandon.
不要按照我自己的意。
Not by my own righteousness.
也不要按照我自己的意思来行事。
And not by my
我们需要在神的面前要好好的在神的面前寻求祷告。
We should humbly in the Lord to seek and to pray.
我们要在神的话语的里面要彼此的交通。
And we should fellowship with one another in the word of God.
实在我们有许多的过失。
Indeed, we have many mistakes.
但是我总是在神的面前
But I always
求主的宝血遮盖
And ask for the covering of the blood And ask for mercy of God.
当你借着第十章的里面
Hope the Lord through use chapter 10
叫我们能够完全的愿意按照真知识而行
So that we may truly do it according to the true
我们愿意在信主的道愿意完全的顺服
And we are willing to obey the law, the word
我们愿意口里承认他为主心里相信神叫他从死里复活
And we are willing to confess
我们愿意常常求告主的名
And we are willing to
我不希望你们求告我的名
I'm not willing to call on
我也不希望你们要求那个 Robert 的名
Not to call on Robert's name
不要求人的喜悦
Not to please man
但也要求神的悦纳
But please God
在每一件的事情上要非常的寻求仔细的来寻求神的旨意
In everything We should be careful to see the Lord's
will. 我相信神要祝福他的教会。
And I believe the Lord will bless His church.
神不得不祝福。
The Lord have to bless.
圣灵不得不工作。
And the Holy Spirit.
那在人住在心里的圣灵，他要做感动的工作。
And the Holy Spirit that indwells.
他要做复兴的工作。
He will move us. He will revive.
弟兄姊妹，我的话语会过去。
Brothers and sisters, my word.
我的怜悯也有一天要过去。
May go away.
我现在有一个倚老卖老说这许多的话
And I can say this
我更可以说这许多话
And I can say more
但是我们要在神的话语他的旨意和圣灵的带领里面服侍我们的主耶稣基督
But we need to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit
服侍我们的弟兄姊妹
And to serve the brother and sister
来服侍他的教会
And to serve the church.
建立他的教会,
and to build his church.
当然神借着这第十章叫我们有彼此的勉励。
So wish God will use chapter 10 to admonish each other.
我们是有使命。
We have a mission.
神仍然地把福音传开。
And God still spread out the gospel.
他借着这许许多多的传道人。
And he threw Many evangelists,
叫他们的脚虫所走的脚虫是何等的佳美
And let their footsteps be there so beautiful.
但愿我们虽然走过唏嘘不平的路程
so Even though we walk a difficult way,
但愿我们的主耶稣基督不成了我们的绊脚石
May the law not to become
像以色列人一
样 stumbling block like the Israelites.
叫我们的信靠的人他的人不至于惭愧
And those that trust in him will not be shameful.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his words.
但愿神祝福每一个人的侍奉。
And may God bless the service of each other.
我们彼此的劝勉。
And we
叫我们在耶稣基督的恩典里面得着的好处。
And that we may have the blessing of.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we are thankful.
这不是单单对以色列人说的。
And these words are not just for Israelites.
也是对我们说的。
But also to us.
主啊，叫我们实在要认知你是神的义。
So that we know that you are the righteousness of God.
也叫我们能够愿意接受你的真道。
So that we can accept your true word.
你的道是非常的简单。
And your word is simple.
正在我们口里，正在我们心里。
It is within our mouth and within our heart.
但是我们的口能够常常的来颂赞你。
May our mouth always praise you.
但是我们的心能够完全的接受你。
And may our heart can receive you fully.
我们也求你叫我们能够负起我们的使命。
And we ask you that we can undertake our mission.
愿意把你的福音传开。
That we can spread your gospel.
不管人相信不相信。
No matter people will believe or not.
我们所讲的，我们所说的，
when we believe,
我们所表现的就是你耶稣基督我们的救主。
What we do and what we express is the Lord Jesus Christ.
继续的求主祝福你自己的教会。
May the Lord bless your church.
祝福你的工作。
Bless your work.
你在这里掌权。
You are in control.
主啊，好让我们能够伏在你的面前。
So that we can bow down before.
靠我主耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.